But let's talk about the econ data that we got out this morning, because consumer confidence missing expectations, falling to the lowest level that we have seen in 6 months. So we want to bring in Milton Ezrati. He's a chief economist at Vested. And Milton, I guess just give me your thoughts just on the slip that we did see in consumer confidence. Is it all because of Delta, or is there something else going on that investors and consumers, I guess, at this point are a little bit, that's making consumers a little bit more apprehensive?
Well, I think Delta is definitely a factor, but more than that, maybe at least as much as that, has been the inflation we've been suffering here. Now, Washington has dismissed it as transitory, but people are beginning to feel it in fuel prices. And I think most significant, housing prices are up so much, new home prices are up so much, that even though interest rates, mortgage rates have remained very low, where affordability is beginning to deteriorate. And I think that that's a blow to confidence as well.
Hey, Milton, it's Brian Chung here. I want to ask about the other big economic data report that we're expecting later this week, and that is the jobs report on Friday covering the month of August. What is your expectation on that front? Because there are still almost 6 million people out of jobs relative to pre-pandemic levels that Fed officials and the White House are hoping can get back into the labor force.
Well, I think we'll see a positive number on the jobs, but the numbers we've been seeing for the last 2 months, there's definitely a slowdown in progress in place here. It may even come in less than the consensus expectation of, what is it, 750,000. So I think we're going to see progress on returning some of these people to work, but not at the rate we've been experiencing for the last few months.
Milton, another issue that has been closely watched are these supply constraints. They're lasting longer than I think many had initially anticipated. We heard it a number of times on the earnings call, most recently with some of the retailers last week. I guess, how big of a challenge do you foresee this being over the next several months?
Well, I think that is going to help with the inflation situation, and that is what Fed Chairman Jay Powell has talked about a lot. I think he's exaggerating the effect. Yes, there have been supply interruptions. We saw in the GDP for the second quarter that a lot of the sales were met with depletion of inventories. People have to restock those shelves, or metaphorical shelves, so to speak, and rebuild. And I think this is going to be an off and on thing here, but I think it's more of an excuse for what is happening in the economy than it is an ongoing factor.
Milton, obviously there's a huge human toll to the Afghanistan story, but I think people who are watching the headlines, which are dominated in the last few days by Afghanistan, whether or not it will have any sort of market implications, is there an impact from this in your view?
I don't think there's a market impact right now. Obviously, everyone recognizes the human cost, and there's all kinds of political and diplomatic ramifications. But I don't think people are worried about it now. The Afghanistan thing will affect markets and affect the economy if it does something perhaps to stall or change the Biden program or what people are expecting to come out of Congress. Right now, that seems highly unlikely. Things are moving along almost as if this didn't happen in Afghanistan. And that's what's significant for the economy.
Yeah, Milton, that certainly is significant, because I think that's the one thing that we have been discussing with a number of our guests over the last couple of weeks, whether or not that this will inhibit President Biden's ability to get some of that key legislation passed. But it doesn't sound like you see this as a potential roadblock, at least just yet.
No, his popularity has fallen. He's gotten some negative responses even from Democrats in Congress, but nothing that would stop the movement of the two big pieces of legislation, which is the budget resolution we've just heard about, and of course, the infrastructure.
Well, Milton, great to get your perspective here on the show. Milton Ezrati, chief economist of Vested, thanks so much for taking the time.